Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The Biden administration hopes the killing of Hamas's leader can lead to a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Biden administration is urging both sides in the Gaza war to parlay the killing of Hamas's top leader into a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The president and Pentagon chief Lloyd Austin say Yahya Sinwar's death makes Israel and the world safer. But beyond that,
let's also make this moment an opportunity.
An extraordinary opportunity to achieve a lasting ceasefire.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Sinwar was the biggest obstacle to that. It's too soon to know who might replace him.
And what that individual may be willing to pursue one way or the other.
For now, peace talks remain stalled.
We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden concluded his brief visit to Berlin. During his swan song trip to the German capital, he held closed-door talks with allied German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to discuss matters ranging from Ukraine to the expanding conflict in the Middle East. Before boarding Air Force One, Biden was asked about the consensus on Ukraine's victory plan.
We're going to stay with Ukraine. We're going to make sure they continue to have capabilities.
And the consensus on allowing Ukraine to strike deeper into Russia.
Right now, there's no consensus for long-range weapons capability.
Biden's trip came just 2.5 weeks before the U.S. presidential vote. Former president and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has signaled he would be more reluctant than Biden to continue to support Ukraine. He has also indicated that U.S. aid to allies in the NATO Western Military Alliance would come with conditions attached. This is VOA News. Seoul says North Korea is sending troops to aid Russia in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
South Korean intelligence has found that North Korea has dispatched 12,000 troops, including special operation forces, to support Russia's war against Ukraine, news reports say Friday. Yonhap News Agency cites the National Intelligence Service as that the North Korean troops have already left the country. The NIS hasn't immediately confirmed the report, but South Korea's presidential office says in a statement that President Yoon Suk-yeol had presided over an emergency meeting early on Friday to discuss South Korea's troop dispatch to Ukraine. The statement said participants of the meeting agreed that the North's troop dispatch poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United States says it is disappointed with the decision by the Swiss government not to adopt all measures in the latest round of European Union sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine. The Swiss Federal Council this week decided to adopt most of the measures included in the latest EU sanctions. Switzerland isn't one of the bloc's 27 member countries, but has largely hewed to its sanctions against Russia since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. U.S. Ambassador to Switzerland Scott Miller said Switzerland's decision not to adopt all of the 14th round of EU sanctions was disappointing. A Rome court on Friday rejected orders to detain a group of 16 migrants in a reception facility in Albania and said they had a right to be brought to Italy, dealing a blow to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's plan to divert asylum seekers abroad. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Four of them have already been brought to Italy for health reasons, or because they were recognized as minors. Arturo Salerni, a lawyer involved in the case, said the court's decision applied to all 12 remaining migrants. Only migrants coming from a list of 22 nations Italy has classified as safe are permitted to be sent to Albania. But in a recent case, the European Court of Justice said a country outside the European Union cannot be declared safe unless its entire territory is deemed free of danger. That limited the definition of what can be described as a safe country outside the EU.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Canada's foreign minister says India's remaining diplomats in the country are clearly on notice not to endanger Canadian lives. Her comments Friday come after New Delhi's top envoy in Canada was named a person of interest in the assassination of a Sikh activist. India's high commissioner was expelled Monday along with five other diplomats, prompting Foreign Minister Melani Joly to compare India to Russia, saying Canada's national police forces linked Indian diplomats to homicides, death threats, and intimidation in Canada. Joly said Friday that Canada won't tolerate foreign diplomats putting the lives of Canadians at risk. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.